Hey everybody, and welcome to the EV Cafe Takeaway. Yes, it's our podcast where we get to talk with some fantastic people, the innovators, collaborators, and all kind of haters.
Terminators.
And the pioneers. We're talking to some wonderful people, and today is no exception. We are joined by Nicola, the Smiler Richmond. Often known as Nikki. Is that correct, Nikki?
Nikki is correct.
But listen, so she is a dynamic, customer-centric leader with experience of working in market-leading international financial services and travel organizations with a track record of delivering good stuff, because I've lost my place, successfully launching and marketing, new products, propositions and services. And she is passionate about bringing strong customer understanding and commercial acumen together. That's so important, right? And to deliver brilliant business outcomes. Achievement of strong results is important to her. And she enjoys using her tenacity, energy, and strong relationships to mobilize and lead geographically dispersed cross-functional teams, and has a can-do and hands-on approach. Nicola Richmond, welcome to EV Cafe Podcast Takeaway.
Thank you very much. Delighted to be here.
Do you remember Les Dawson? Les Dawson used to play the piano really badly. So he was a brilliant pianist, but pretended he was utterly useless. Paul's the same. He pretends that he makes mistakes in the script, but really it's all designed. We've been rehearsing this stuff for months.
But Nicola, so I'm interested. You know, when you hear back somebody talking about you in that way and sort of celebrating all the great things, how does it make you feel?
I was wondering where you'd read all of that from. I think, you know, as I look back over my career, I'm really proud of what I've done. You mentioned there I started in travel, and then moved into financial services, into a global bank, and then moved to DLG. Hi.
You mentioned travel. Were you a tour rep?
I wasn't, actually. I worked for most of the big travel companies, and I actually designed holidays. And marketed holidays.
You're underselling it a bit, aren't you? British Airways, global holidays. That's serious stuff, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, that's where I started. But before that, I actually started with National Express. My first job out of college was National Express, and it was incredibly exciting. I got to work out the distances between the destinations that the coaches were travelling on and times that by the amount that we were paying the coach operators per mile. That was exciting. And from then, I moved into travel.
Wow. So it's quite a big leap. But do you know what, Nicola? One thing that stood out for me was achievement of strong results is important to me. That sort of suggests that you're quite competitive, that you're fairly driven. I mean, this might not be true, but that's how it kind of came across. And just so you know where we got it from, it's your LinkedIn profile. So I don't know if somebody wrote that for you or whether you wrote it.
No, I wrote it myself. So, it was a while ago, but yeah.
So why is that important to you? What do we need to know about Nikki to understand that statement?
So I'm really focused on delivering results. I think for me, throughout my career, it's always been about making a difference. And that's been a combination of making a difference for the customers that we are providing the product or service to, but also making a difference to the business, making a difference to my team. And therefore, for me, actually delivering new innovations, new products, new services, delivering the results that we as a business are looking for, as well as delivering the right outcome for our customers, is just something that really drives me. That's what excites me. And I get a real thrill from doing that. So, you know, I think that's what comes across in my LinkedIn profile. That's what comes across, hopefully, to the teams and the people that I work with on a day-to-day basis.
What we've yet to say, of course, is that you work for the Direct Line Group and you are the head of Churchill Expert. So insurance, financial services, really key to you. Previously HSBC, yes. And you've had a lifetime of, you know, if you think about it, you started doing the calculations for buses and payments, and you've gone to finance and then on to insurance. What is it that you are most proud of in delivering what's essentially a numbers-based business, but you talk about people so passionately? Why is that? Because most people are just boring and dull about numbers, but you, there's something extra about you. You care about the people, and you mentioned the C word, customers.
Yeah, I think as I look back through my career, what I'm most proud about is that I've had the opportunity to really understand, to really get into the mindset of the customers that we're working for, and, you know, providing services and products for. I've sat in so many customer insight sessions through my career where I've had the opportunity to hear directly from them in terms of what their experience is, what they're looking for, what the pain points are. And so for me to then be able to work with our teams, work with external partners as well, to then deliver something that's truly going to make a difference to that customer is what I'm most proud about. And as I think about, you know, the role that I'm now in, I think, because it's obviously very much focused around mobility and supporting new propositions that help customers access cars in different ways, access vehicles in different ways, but also making that transition to EVs. I think for me, if I think about my career, the job that I'm in now is the perfect role, because actually it does bring in the transport and the travel elements. It does bring in insurance, which, you know, at HSBC, I worked in insurance roles in the US, in the UK, and in their global business. So it's bringing all of that together, as well as being able to work with, you know, partners and across our teams to introduce new propositions which make it easy for customers to have different ways to access a car, for example, but also make it easy for them to be confident that they've got the right insurance behind that as well. So, you know, actually, as I reflect on my career, it seems like all of the pieces that I've done have led to this job, which, again, just really pleases me. And having the opportunity to work with the likes of yourselves and really drive and support businesses in their transition to EV and customers in their transition to EV is fantastic as well.
Fantastic. And I know from, you know, not to just kind of reciprocate, but, you know, the privilege of working with people that have arrived at this point in time, is amazing, because, you know, I constantly reflect on the joy of kind of the energy and the drive and the passion of all of the different people playing in this space right now. And it needs all of us like to pull together. And it's a privilege to be able to pull together to get this thing moving. And I'm excited to understand what Churchill will bring to this transition. I know in conversations in the past, we've talked about data and we've talked about the insight around the driving habits and all of those kinds of things. How do you see Churchill really bringing change and helping facilitate change?
I think certainly in the parts of the business that I'm working on or working in and leading, we're really focused on two key areas. So first of all, how we can support businesses support businesses with their transition to EVs. You know, in some recent research that we've done, we've seen that fleet managers are saying actually in the next couple of years, over 50% of their fleet vehicles will be hybrid and EVs. Actually, as a business, we're really trying to work with those businesses that are looking to do that and provide the insurance that enables them to take that step. And then really, you know, from a customer point of view as well, what we're doing now is working with businesses to help them bring new innovative propositions to the market, which give customers different options as opposed to, you know, owning a vehicle outright. So what's great to see, and again, you know, this is something that pleases me on a day-to-day basis, is that we're getting more and more organisations coming to us and talking to us about car subscription, salary sacrifice, car sharing, which are all playing really pivotal roles in helping, you know, travel around this country to be more environmentally sustainable, really. And again, you know, so for me, it's really exciting to be able to work with these organisations and introduce these new propositions.
As you speak, Nikki, and we introduced you as the smiler, we always see a very positive Nikki. We see a person who's achieved and you just get things done. But life isn't always like that. Sometimes things test us and make us really reflect on who we are, what we are, and how we do things. Have you had periods like that? Can you tell us about a specific example where you've had to question who you are, what you're doing, and why you're doing it, and how you've come through that?
It's a really good question. I think there's probably two instances that spring to mind for me. So first was I had a car accident. Long time ago, but ended up being off work for 6 months because of that car accident.
Ooh, wow.
I was very lucky that I got out of it. And I think that made me reflect in terms of what I wanted from my life at that point. So, you know, it just gave me the time to sit back and think about things. And I think also, you know, spending that time just away from work, it made me realise just how important having great relationships in the work environment is, from a mental health point of view, I suppose. And that's something that I always live by. You know, I try to focus on how I can make really great connections with the team I'm working with, how I can be an empathetic leader, but also get things done, but do it in the right way. I think the other point was probably I gave up. So when just after I got married, my husband got a secondment to the US and I gave up my job to go with him. And again, that created a change. So that was actually the pivotal point when I actually moved from travel to HSBC. And so that sort of time of actually, it was a big transition. I went without really knowing what I was going to be doing. I didn't even know whether I'd be able to work when we actually went initially. But that was a pivotal point in my life where I did make that step change. And again, it was just great in that period to actually have some time to do some other stuff. So I did some volunteering and learned to play tennis and tried to learn Spanish, although my Spanish is still horrendously bad. So it clearly didn't work. but actually just but just taking some time out. And then again, really sort of reflecting on what I wanted from my career going forward. And I suppose sort of pushing myself into an area that I'd not worked in before was a great step change for me, and clearly, you know, helped drive the rest of my career, really.
Mm. Thank you. Appreciate you sharing that.
Yeah, Nikki, I mean, that's fantastic. And you mentioned the importance of relationships and people in both in your career, but I'm feeling in your life as a whole. I guess who has been the biggest influence, or has it been a number of people at different times? Mm. Who has been the biggest influence, the biggest help in your career, and how do you see the value of people through your career?
I think there's a few people that I'd call out. So first of all, probably not from a career point of view, but my dad's been a big inspiration to me. So my dad started in aircraft engineering when he was 15, and he worked for the same company for all of his life. He finished at 70, and even after that, actively led there and participated in their museum up until probably 2 years ago. So my dad is just completely passionate about aircraft, and has been like that from the age of 15. And so for me growing up, I could see that my dad had a huge passion in his career. It was a real driver for him. And I think for me, you know, seeing him work incredibly hard, progress through the organisation, and still have that real enthusiasm and excitement about aircraft was just, you know, something that as I started my career, I wanted to really have that same passion and feel that same energy. So I think that was a key driver. And then secondly, I've been really, really fortunate through my career to have some great bosses that have really pushed me, supported me, encouraged me, you know, got me on the leadership development training schemes that have really helped drive me forward, put me in front of the right people. And that's been true actually in my travel career, in my HSBC career, and you know, I think going forward will absolutely continue to be the case. So, you know, having the right people around you that are really supporting your career, encouraging you to push yourself out of your comfort zone, I think is so important.
So, Nikki, you've had Christmas and New Year off. We're into January now, and that's a time to reflect and to gather yourself, get your energy back and think about the coming year. 2023, what does it have in store for Nikki Richmond?
So from a personal point of view, I've signed up for the Great North Run in September. So I have to start running. Good. Again. There you go. So on a personal point of view, it's all about health this year and living a better, more healthy life, shall we say. On a work front, there's really two main focuses for me this year. So first of all, working, you know, continuing to build the awareness that Churchill experts are able to ensure businesses for their fleets And secondly, working with more organisations to bring these different ways of accessing vehicles together. So from a sort of results point of view, those are the key focuses. I think in terms of my broader team, it's to continue to, you know, work with them as individuals to develop them. So whether it is pushing them out of their comfort zone or helping them connect with new people, or, you know, giving them more skills and abilities that enable them to progress in their career and be successful now, but also progress in their career for the future. So I think from a team point of view, that's a real focus as well.
Great.
And Nikki, you know, looking at both the workplace and the environment that you're in, if you were given a magic wand and you were able to wave it across the workplace or across any aspect of industry as we transition, what would it be? What would your big wish be for your workplace, for your role, for your people? What would it be?
I think there's two elements really. So first of all, for my team, it's really that, you know, as I said, we've got lots of organisations now coming to talk to us. It's really seeing those launch and go live and seeing those, you know, those new propositions out in the marketplace. I think I always get a buzz from that. I know my team always do. So really, you know, seeing all of our hard work come to fruition and really speaking to more organisations around what we're doing. And so I think that's the first thing. And then secondly, you know, my wish in terms of insurance as well is that I think as customers, insurance always tends to be the bottom of your priority list, really. I think everybody recognises it's really important, but it's not a task that people enjoy doing. So, you know, I know that there's, throughout the industry, there's a lot of focus on how do we make it just easier and simpler for customers to be, you know, put in place the insurance and be confident about what they've got in place as well. So as I think about our role in that, it's around, certainly I get really excited about what we're doing, where we're offering insurance as part of other motor propositions, etc. And to me, that just enables customers to feel really confident that they've got the right insurance in place. So where I think about, you know, some of the work that we're doing now, where we're introducing car subscription propositions with, and customers are using those to really transition into EVs. And as part of that, they're confident that they've got the right insurance that supports them and the vehicle all as one, then that's really exciting and something that I get really excited about. And, you know, it makes it easy for the customer, and that's great. That's what you want. So, you know, I think for me, there's those two elements as I look forward into this year and things that I can get excited about and the team can get excited about and feel really proud of the role that we're playing.
Have a quick soundbite question for you, Nikki, just to kind of round this up. And that's, if you were to give some advice to a young person, 18, 20, who is setting out on their career, what nugget of advice would you give them from your personal journey through the business?
I think there's a couple of things. Is, you know, everybody always says, what do you want to do in 5 years? That's the standard interview question. Actually, for me, it's not been about thinking about a specific role that I want. It's more about thinking about the things that you want to do on a day-to-day basis, the interaction, the type of interactions you want to have, you know, the types of things that you want to get involved in, and being quite flexible in terms of, you know, because there could be quite a number of different roles that could enable you to do that. But so being clear in terms of the types of things you want to do, the types of things that would excite you, but not being so specific in terms of the specific role. And just being open to different possibilities as well. And then secondly, I suppose forging relationships and surrounding yourself with people that are really going to support you and challenge you, because you need to be challenged, you need to be pushed out of your comfort zone, but also surrounding yourself with people that are supportive of you, that will go the extra mile to help you progress. And I've been incredibly fortunate with, as I said, the managers that I've had through my career, the leaders that I've worked with through my career that have really done that for me. So just, you know, making sure that you're building that connection, those connections, that you're continuing to build your network, and that you're really developing deep relationships with people that you get on with, but also that perhaps are slightly different to you and can just challenge you in different ways and push you in different directions.
Talking about being slightly different, here's Paul.
it's so good. I mean, joking aside, the importance of a good team to challenge you and kind of prod you a bit is really important. And that's, I guess, you know, from throughout the time that we've had the EV Cafe, you know, the five of us have mercilessly torn each other apart in the nicest possible way, with banter and fun and all of that sort of stuff. But as a team of people, we do every now and again have to talk to one another and just kind of engage with each other and tell each other, actually, you've gone too far, or you didn't go far enough, or all of those kinds of things. And it's great to be, and it's, I don't think it's an accident, is it? You know, the phrase "birds of a feather flock together" is based on fact, isn't it? That people like attracts like, and we end up in a similar ecosystem. And it feels that, you know, the culture that you represent, Nikki, both as an individual but within your work life, is a close match to the EV Cafe mindset around, you know, well-being, kind of supporting one another, encouragement, and all that sort of stuff. What are the reasons that you guys felt the affinity with the EV Cafe, and why do you partner with us?
I think there's probably two or three key elements. You know, clearly we loved the fact that you guys are out there really taking the lead in terms of, you know, driving the right conversations with businesses in particular around EV transition, and really thinking about how you can, you know, blow away some of the myths, etc., and really support that. So I think that was the first element. The second element is just the energy and passion that you all as a team really display in terms of driving this huge transition. And then thirdly, really, I think our feeling that we could work together in partnership very well to really jointly drive this agenda. And it's, you know, it's clearly an agenda that right from the top of Direct Line Group, there is absolute commitment in terms of driving towards net zero. And therefore it's an incredibly powerful purpose that we have as an organization, and we just think that connects very well with what you and EV Cafe are looking to do.
Perfect. And Nikki, you hit the nail on the head when we said, you know, you sort of all that picture of sort of all joining hands and pushing in the same direction. A great friend of the EV Cafe, Lorna McAteer, who's national fleet manager for National Grid, always says we all win when we only win when we all get over the line. And that's, it's kind of like, you know, the Great North Run, all running across the line at the same time. And the race doesn't end. We don't finish until the last person crosses the line, type of thing. And I think that's the picture that we're left with. Nikki, it's been a joy to get to know you a little bit. And we really thank you and appreciate the thoughts that you've shared today, particularly the challenging parts of life and being able to go there. And just, you know, let's wrap it up. John, any final thoughts? Nikki, any final thoughts from you?
Nikki, you go first because you're the sponsor of the EV Cafe. So you get pride of place.
No, thank you for your time today. It's been a pleasure to speak to you both. Like you've taken me in some directions that I didn't expect to go today, that's been great. And I know that was what you were trying to do. but just delighted to have the opportunity to talk to you today and to work with you going forward. As you know, as we've spoken about, this is such an important transition that the UK and the world is on. And it's just fantastic to be able to partner with organisations such as yourselves to really try to make a difference and help fast track that and get us all to the line. So, it's great to be here today. Thank you.
No, bless you. And I think from our point of view, Nikki, it's very much about growth is uncomfortable. Growth is discomfort. But being supported and being given the resources to do the job is really, really key. And as a partner of the EV Cafe, Churchill Expert have done precisely that. You've invested in us and we will take your messages, your ethos, your smile with us as we go on the road and we go out and do our training and the various things that we do and our webinars and podcasts and all that stuff. We will take the things you've said and we will be better as a result of it. So thank you so, so much for your time today and putting up with Paul.
Indeed. What can we say to that? nothing, clearly. This has been another episode of the EV Cafe Takeaway, a podcast where we get to talk to amazing people, and today has been no exception. Nikki, the Smiler Richmond, thank you so much for joining us today. And thank you for your sponsorship, your partnership with EV Cafe. And we look forward to what 2023 brings. Join us again for another session and check us out on our different channels, the EV Cafe website. Obviously, follow us on LinkedIn. You can check in with us on Twitter and on all of our other channels. Do come get to know us and join us next time where we get to know new people every time. Thanks again, Nikki. Take care, everybody.